What vision did they have of the economy in Roman times? Did they have to do market research in order to create a new product? No, this type of survey is a very modern phenomenon. But they had no hesitation in getting close to their consumers in order to reduce transport costs. For instance, the potters of Italy set up subsidiaries in Lugdunum in order to distribute their products more easily to the north of the empire, without having to transport them across the Alps. This pile of plates all stuck together is called a waster. It is what you get when the kiln heats up too much and the pieces begin to fuse together. These ones had been thrown away in a rubbish heap of a large workshop on the banks of a Saône, around 20 BC. Several kilns and hundreds of kilos of rejects were found here by archaeologists. You can see some of them in the display cabinet on right. Moulded beakers as fine as eggshell, plates and bowls with a red glaze. What is most surprising is that these vessels bear the same manufacturer's marks as were used in the workshops in Italy. Many terracotta moulds used for producing vessels in relief were also found. An analysis of the chemical composition of the clay has revealed that these moulds were without doubt made in Arezzo, in northern Italy. This confirms that potters had indeed come to settle in Lugdunum as far back as the end of the 1st century BC, bringing with them their tools and their skills.